Moms for Library presents Louie Justice Goes to Williamsburg by Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich.
Ow!
My little brother landed with a thud right after I gave him a big push on the swing. The chain jingled as the broken seat spun in circles.
Lincoln, are you okay?
I asked, rushing to his side.
I'm all right, Libby,
Lincoln said as he dusted off his pants.
But there goes the last good swing.
Let's go home and get some dinner, I said with a sigh.
What's on your mind, Libby?
Said Mom as she passed the mashed potatoes to me. I'm imagining what the park would look like if someone fixed up the playground again. Why hasn't anyone done something about it? I said.
The better question is, why haven't you done anything about it?
Dad challenged me.
What can I do? I'm only 10 years old.
Go to the monthly meeting at the city hall,
Mom suggested.
There's always a chance to speak and tell the city council what you want to see done.
Speak?
Lincoln laughed.
Libby can barely do show and tell. She forgot the name of her own doll.
Dad gave Lincoln a stern look.
I rolled my eyes and admitted, I hate to say it, but Link's right. I can draw what the park should be like, but I can't get up there in front of all those adults and tell them what to do.
Maybe you just need the right inspiration,
Mom said.
Our trip to Williamsburg is tomorrow. You should bring your new pencils and practice your drawing. I'll bring my watercolors.
Ugh, don't remind me,
Link groaned.
I think I'd rather stay home and do chores.
Dad smiled.
It's not just any old historical site. You'll see.
Wow! Dad was right,
I thought as we walked through Williamsburg the next day.
It felt like being transported back in time. Except this time, it was real life. And not just in my imagination.
Living history,
Dad said.
It's just like being in the 1770s, right before the American Revolution.
There are all kinds of trades to learn about,
Mom added.
Pick anything you like.
First, Mom and I attended a wig-making class. I pulled out my sketch pad to draw what I learned.
Men and women wore powdered wigs to indicate their power and status in Williamsburg,
the wig maker explained.
The wigs were made of horsehair and were curled, braided, and tied with bows.
Next, we went to see a live cannon demonstration. The cannon master chose me from the crowd to light the fuse. I could hear Lincoln grumbling behind me as I walked to the cannon.
Be sure to yell out fire,
the cannon master told me.
Why didn't he pick me?
I looked around nervously at the crowd. I spotted my brother pouting and waved for him to come over.
All right.
Together, we held the linstock, a long wooden stick used to light the fuse on a cannon, and counted.
One, two, three, fire!
We shouted in unison. The cannonball exploded outward, soaring over the field. The loud boom was soon replaced by the crowd's cheers. Lincoln clapped me on the shoulder.
Thanks, sis. That was the best part of the trip so far,
Lincoln said.
Maybe Dad will take me to the musket show now.
Thank you, Link, I said with a smile. I was too nervous to yell out fire in front of everyone all by myself. I asked my parents if I could take a break from all the commotion. Mom nodded and suggested we head to the archaeology site next, while the boys went to check out the muskets. While Mom asked the site leader questions, I sat under a tree and began to draw again in my sketchbook. Watching the excavation workers, I started thinking about what construction might look like on the playground in our town park, and sighed. Lincoln is right. I'll never be able to ask the city to fix up the playground. As I sketched what I imagined First Baptist Church might have looked like in its prime, the hustle and bustle of Williamsburg began to fade, and I was lost in my thoughts again. I couldn't stop thinking. Why am I so scared to speak up in front of people?
You needn't be scared, child.
A strange voice surprised me from behind, responding to my private thoughts. Who are you? I asked.
I am Gowan Pamphlet, the founder of this church. I happen to know a little something about speaking up in front of people.
You do? Do you get scared too?
Oh yes, at first. You see, I was an enslaved man working at a nearby tavern. It wasn't acceptable to have a slave start a church in the 1770s. Many people tried to have me stopped or even arrested every time we gathered for a service. I knew someone might burst in and take me off to jail.
How did you do it? How are you so brave? I asked.
I felt called to share a message of faith and hope. Hope for a future of freedom for all people living in the colonies. My faith had to be stronger than my fear,
Mr. Pamphlet explained. I read on a sign that your church is still open in Williamsburg in the year 2024, Mr. Pamphlet.
Mr. Pamphlet chuckled.
250 years, huh? Not bad. You see what kind of legacy you can build when you speak bravely for what is right?
He bowed and then headed toward the pulpit to begin the service. I settled in on the hard bench to listen, but suddenly, a voice cut through my thoughts, shaking me back to reality.
Libby, come check this out!
I snapped my eyes up from my drawing. Mom, Dad, and Lincoln were calling for me.
A performer is reenacting a famous speech on that stage over there,
Dad said.
Let's go.
Who's that supposed to be?
Lincoln asked.
Patrick Henry,
Mom explained.
He spent a lot of time here in Williamsburg and later became the first governor of Virginia.
We better hurry or we'll miss the best part. The give me liberty or give me death line always gives me chills,
Dad said, rubbing his arms.
Oh, come on,
Lincoln teased.
The only thing I want to give me chills right now is some ice cream.
Different men often see the same subject in different lights,
began the actor.
I shall speak forth my sentiments freely and without reserve. This is no time for ceremony.
I don't understand the old-timey talk. What does without reserve mean? I whispered to Mom.
It means he spoke his mind completely, without holding anything back.
Mom replied quietly.
Even though he knew the men there disagreed with him.
I listened with awe and a little confusion as the actor's voice rose to a roaring crescendo. I wonder what would make him feel so strongly. Even if I could speak in front of people, I don't think I could ever do it so loudly and in front of people who disagreed with me.
Or give me death!
At the end of the speech, the actor asked the crowd if anyone had questions. I raised my hand just a little before quickly pulling it back down. I was too scared to ask anything in front of so many people. So I sat down, pulled out my pencil, and returned to the comfort of the world inside my sketchbook.
Go ahead,
came a whisper from next to me.
You may ask freely.
Patrick Henry? I said with surprise. He smiled at me, and I went on.
Well, I was just wondering, how did you remember all those words without notes? That was a really long speech.
Oh, I never wrote my speeches. I just spoke from the heart. You know, most people thought I went to law school too. But the truth? I became a lawyer by learning as much as I could from reading and talking with others, both the ones who agreed with me and those who didn't. Eventually, I knew the facts and my beliefs so well that I could speak from the heart. Actually,
Patrick said with a laugh,
one time I spoke just like this for 18 days in a row. My throat was sore for a week.
And did they disagree with you then, too? I asked.
Some of them did, sure. And some of them began to think like me. But that doesn't matter, Libby. Even if you're the only one speaking what you believe, you should never let that stop you.
My dad said you were a founding father. You must have helped fight in the American Revolution, I said.
Well, I didn't fight with arms on the battlefield. I fought with ideas, in taverns and public squares, anywhere people would hear me,
Patrick explained.
The revolution only began once people asked questions, shared concerns, and debated big ideas like liberty and justice,
he said with a wink.
It began with people simply talking with one another.
My mind drifted to the rusty seesaw and broken swing at the park I used to love.
Ah, yes, your park project. You know, you can start a revolution of your own. Get out there, talk to the people in your community, especially your leaders, and read a lot too, as much as you can.
Patrick encouraged.
You'll be amazed how many hearts and minds you can change once you learn how to speak from the heart.
I nodded, feeling a little more confident as I continued to listen to Patrick's wise words.
Hey, Libby.
Dad's voice snaps me back to reality once more. You're a lot like Patrick Henry. Did you know that? I said, smiling at him.
I am.
Dad replied, full of playful shock.
Yeah. Patrick Henry knew everything from reading, I explained.
Dad, you know so much about history just from reading, and you can repeat it all from memory, just like Patrick Henry. Did you know he became a lawyer without ever going to law school? He just read the law books!
Many people in Patrick Henry's time were brave with their words and bright ideas,
Mom said.
That's why the Founding Fathers guaranteed the protection of free speech in our Bill of Rights. So that even today, we can speak our minds and share ideas freely so that the very best ideas can grow.
And we have to be brave like Gowan Pamphlet, too, I continued. He became one of the first black ordained preachers in the colonies. He didn't let anyone stop him from sharing his beliefs with his community, no matter what. His faith was stronger than his fear.
And that sounds just like your mother.
Dad said with a smile.
How did you know all that?
Link asked with surprise. I have my sources, I said as I showed my family my latest sketch.
But I still have one question. When is the next city council meeting?
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Libby Justice Goes to Williamsburg by Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich. Performed for you by Hannah Sophia Gallagher in the full cast. Sound designed by Craig Mace and Good and True Media. Text and production, copyright 2024, Moms for Liberty Foundation. All rights reserved.